This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Federal investigators are looking into allegations of racial discrimination in Montana public schools. Investigators were in the state last week. Kayla DeRoche of Yellowstone Public Radio has more.
Three investigators from the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights Seattle Region spoke with Wolf Point School District administrators and families. Their visit stems from a federal complaint filed by the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes in June 2017 that alleged widespread discrimination against Native American students. Lillian Alvarez is Indigenous Justice Legal Fellow at ACLU of Montana, which filed the complaint on behalf of the tribes with the U.S. Departments of Education and Justice. Alvarez, who's Dakota and Nakota, says the Office for Civil Rights Investigation is narrowly focused on potential violations of the Federal Civil Rights Act and Americans with Disabilities Act outlined in the complaint.
Although the issues we heard about and the stories we heard about are much larger than that narrow focus, there are systemic issues, institutional issues with the public education system, with the Indian education relationship.
The ACLU, Office for Civil Rights, and Fort Peck Youth Advocates hosted a series of community meetings last week. Luella Contreras says her granddaughter filed complaints detailing bullying, but school administrators did little in response.
You can't change a person's racism, but if the school starts making people accountable when there is a racist problem or when something does come up that looks like it's racist, if they deal with it, make those people accountable, then maybe that would stop it.
The Office for Civil Rights Investigation could result in a set of specific actions the school district must take, along with a timeline to address the alleged violations. The office's final report is expected in the fall or summer this year. For National Native News, I'm Kayla DeRoche with help from Nikki Wallette.
The National Indian Gaming Commission has issued violations to the St. Croix Chippewa Tribe in Wisconsin. The tribe is accused of misusing more than $1 million in casino revenue with little or no documentation. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports payments were made to a group of tribal members from 2015 to 2017. The funds reportedly were used for trips and other purposes. The Gaming Commission lists more than 500 violations of federal and tribal ordinances. The tribe faces fines and can appeal the commission's findings. Advocates are seeking a fetal alcohol syndrome treatment center to be built in White Clay, Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reports the group wants to help people in the White Clay, Pine Ridge, South Dakota area. White Clay used to sell millions of cans of beer a year until liquor stores closed down nearly 2 years ago. A meeting on the center is scheduled to be held this week in Lincoln. Democratic U.S. lawmakers announced Friday the release of a Government Accountability Office report on tribal infrastructure needs. The report includes an evaluation of 21 federal agencies and identifies needs to improve tribal consultation. The report finds many agencies neglect tribal input when making key decisions on proposed infrastructure projects. Lawmakers say the federal government is violating trust responsibility and must reform its tribal consultation process. The report includes recommendations. It's the second in a series examining federal policies to protect tribal lands. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sisseton, Wahpeton, Oyate Tribes, Dakota Western Corporation, and SWO Plastics. Commercial strength trash bags from 3 to 65 gallons for industrial use by casinos, the IHS, and more. DakotaWesternCorp.com.
My day one.
Telling inspiring stories of alcohol recovery. Recovery works. Hope starts here. Go to recoveralaska.org to learn more.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.